This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining me now, it's been a little bit since we caught up with this gentleman, but our Buffs insider, Brian Howell, publisher of BuffBlitz.com. He's an author of several sports books. I've read one of them at least, covering University of Colorado football, basketball, and recruiting for On Three. Brian, obviously a change in that title, my friend. Good for you. Congratulations, my man.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's very different from the last time we talked.
Yeah, it is a little different, but you know, you and I were talking a little bit offline and such, and a move for the better, and I'm excited to see what you do with this opportunity.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited about it. This is week one, so I'm still finding my bearings and everything, but I'm excited for 17th season covering the Buffs, so it'll be a lot of fun this year.
Brian, how will this change? Is there a lot of difference, or at the end of the day, is it still going to be the content that we've all come to know and love from you over the years?
I hope it's the same. I think there'll be some differences. I mean, obviously, On3 does more recruiting than I was doing at the Daily Camera in Boulder, and so there's going to be that, and you know, backed by a lot of the national recruiting writers. So it won't be all just me doing all the recruiting. There's a lot of really great national recruiting experts on three, and they'll be doing a lot of things there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, though. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and that is such a job that's needed, especially in this sports industry now, in this climate, just trying to figure out who's out there, which teams are losing guys that are eligible, they're not going to be eligible, whatever. Who are they recruiting? Who are they looking at? Sifting through that is a very tough job, but it's an important job because everybody wants to know. If you follow your team, you want to know players that are on the horizon, who's coming up, and a little bit about them.
Yeah, no question. And look, I'm grateful for those recruiting guys because I'm not sure I could do that, keeping track of all the high school prospects around the country and, you know, just all the it's hard enough keeping track of who's going through the transfer portal just at Colorado. These guys do it for the whole country. So I'm grateful for them, and it'll enhance the coverage that we have there. And like I said, I'm excited about it. And the Buffs have a lot of exciting things coming up as well.
Well, and you said it, you know, new job title, but same kind of job stuff as far as expectations and covering this Buffs team. And we got this one that certainly has a lot of people talking. Colorado Buffaloes football to open preseason training camp in Colorado Springs, Brian. And this is why I want to bring you on, because you're going to have one side that's freaking out, saying, wait, I thought that they were, you know, in a tough money situation. Should they be leaving? Should they be doing this? Then you have another side, and I think you're coming at this side too, trying to explain, hey, really, the cost isn't really that much. So that's why I wanted you to be on with us to kind of help set that record straight. Is this as big of a deal negatively as some might be saying today?
Yeah, I don't think so, and I don't know what all the costs are going to be, but what I do know is that they're going to be staying. They're housed at UCCS, which obviously is in the CU system, and therefore they can stay in the dorms down there at no cost. So they have that. You know, school's not in session there at UCCS yet. They're going to have meals and things like that, but they would be eating meals together in Boulder. So, and there's an expense there as they do training table in Boulder. So I think that should almost be a wash. The expense probably is going to be mostly transportation down there. You got to get all your equipment down there, not only the 104 players, but all the coaches and staff members. So that will be, but I'm not sure how much it costs for, you know, a couple of buses and a semi to go down there. So I'm sure it'll be an expense, but I've told people that, look, when you're coming off 3-9 and one of your problems last year was team camaraderie and leadership, I don't mind taking a week to try to build on that and make sure that that's better this year. I think that could have long-term benefits for this team.
What do you think that message kind of says to, again, a lot of the detractors, a lot of people that are on the negative side of Coach Prime, saying, you know, if that is what the fear was, you know, over the years, just trying to have that camaraderie, have that connectivity, needing to do something, and I won't say drastic, but just something, I don't even want to say outside of the box, because we see teams do this, college and pros, but to do something unique like this to try to really help that, I can look at it both ways. I can look at it and say, hey, a head coach, sometimes you gotta acknowledge the things that you struggled with as far as your leadership, so try to do something to fix that. Or I guess you could look at it from the other point of view and say, wow, Coach Prime's really reaching to try to instill some kind of leadership and camaraderie into this team.
Well, I look at it this way. For most of Coach Prime's coaching career until last year, who did he have with him? And it was Shadur. And, you know, he had Travis for a couple of years. He had Shiloh. Shadur, for all the things people want to say about him, is a great leader. And his teammates loved him. So he always had sort of built-in leadership in that locker room because he had Shadur and guys that he was with. All of a sudden, last year, you don't have those people. And then you throw in the fact that he was dealing with his bladder cancer and was not around the team, you know, and couldn't really – he wasn't as heavily involved in like building the roster last year because he wasn't around. And so a lot of that went by the wayside. And so what I look at it is, I said, I give him a lot of credit for adjusting and saying, you know what, I need to do something different than I've ever done because I don't have that built-in leadership, and we've got to do something different to fix what happened last year. And so I give him credit for that.
I can see that too. Brian Howell joining us, publisher of BuffBlitz.com, also covering the University of Colorado football, basketball, and recruiting for On3. It's just been a very interesting road, and you've documented every single mile on this road for Coach Prime, and this is just another chapter of that, I suppose.
Yeah, and yeah, it's been an interesting road in a lot of ways, right? And I'll say that last year was the first time in his coaching career he really had a bad year. And some people would say 2023, but they knew what they had coming in 2024, right? And so, yes, 2023 was not a good season, but they were building to 24. Last year, I think, was his first bad year as a coach, and I'm curious to see how he handles it. And I think what he's done so far has been good. I mean, when you talk to the players that we met with at Media Day earlier this month in Frisco, Texas, I mean, they were very excited about what this team has done, how much Coach Prime's been involved, how these guys are coming together as a group. And so I'm curious to see it come together because we've never really seen Coach Prime have to deal with a really bad year.
No, and I think that's a great point, too, because really that first year, I don't care what the record was. Yes, they improved from 1-4 his first year he got there. But I always throw, like, first years are first years. You know, those are kind of throw out. It's not your guys, whatever, even though he brought some studs with him. But then the next year obviously was great. You win 9. So I agree with that 100%. Why does it sometimes, Brian, feel like it's been longer? Why does it feel like we're going into, like, the 6th or 7th season for Coach Prime as opposed to number 4?
Because I think sometimes losing makes it feel longer,
yeah.
You know, and I think everybody just wanted some momentum from 24 to carry over to 25, and it didn't. You know, there was really, I mean, he talked about it last year at Media Day and going into the season. He said, we're a better team than we were in 2024, and they certainly were not, you know. And so I just think, and especially for this fan base that has just been so desperate for a coach that will turn it around long term. I think last year was another, like, really? We're losing again? You know, every coach we've had loses. So I think it's felt longer to CU fans because it's really been 2 decades since they had a consistent winner. And so I think they're just desperate for it.
Brian Howell joining us, Buffs Insider. What are you most interested, like, not necessarily that you're predicting is going to be something that's a great or bad or whatever with this Buffs team, but is there a particular storyline that you're more interested in seeing, just how it plays out, neither good or bad?
I think the Brendan Marion offense.
Yeah, I was just going to say it, Brian. We are one person right now.
Yeah, I just think that offense is so intriguing, and he's been really wanting for a long time to prove himself as a Power 4 offensive coordinator and see how it works at the Power 4 level. And I'm very curious to see that, but how the pieces come together with it.
Yeah.
Not only Julian Lewis, but I mean, he made some noise a couple weeks ago when Brennan Marion did, when he said that he thinks this offensive line is better than what he had at Texas in 2022. So if that's true, this team's in for a good season. You got running back. I mean, Damian Henderson, who was at CSU a few years ago and had a really good season at Sac State last year, could be one of their top guys. And Danny Scudero led the country in receiving yards last year at San Jose State. And so there's a lot of intriguing parts of this offense, but I'm curious to see how Brendan Marion puts it all together.
That is the 100% what I was interested in, because, of course, following the UNC Bears, seeing him in the Big Sky Conference, you know, with Sac State, it's interesting because you look at his career. I mean, he's literally been somewhere else every single year. That's a negative, but the positive is every single year has been an upgrade in his position, if you want to look at it that way, too. So we'll see if it sticks with CU for a while. Or I guess if it goes really well, he's moving on again.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of assistants, if you look at their career patterns, a lot of them are like this. He's maybe moved a little bit more than normal, but a lot of them move on for various reasons. Either they're elevating, or sometimes if the head coach you're with gets fired, it's not your choice. You have to move on, right? So that's happened to him a couple times. So you're right. He has elevated at some point or in some way every single year, and he's elevating again. So we'll see if he's here for more than 1 year. But for right now, Buff fans, just have fun and success in 2026, please.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, we got to have some fun. We got to see this. And again, with Brennan Marion, this talk to me a little bit, Brian, and I know you'll learn more as we go here, but this, what is it, the go offense? Is it the go offense or go-go offense? I'm just curious. Go-go. You know, again, I don't pretend to know every single thing about the X's and O's of the football side of things, but I know enough to be dangerous, I guess, Brian. And what he does definitely seems intriguing to me.
Yeah, you know, and when you hear go-go, you're thinking, you know, passing offense and just throwing ball all over the yard. But it's really predicated on a strong run game. Most of his teams that he's been a coordinator or head coach for have averaged more than 200 yards rushing. And then they kind of rely on those vertical shots downfield. And, you know, you got Julian Lewis, who has a big arm. So, but the running game is going to be a big part of it. That's why I think Damian Henderson, Richard Young, who was a big back they got from Alabama, they could be, you know, really key guys in this offense. But it's really, they have to run the football for it to be successful. And one thing we know about CU under Coach Prime is they haven't run the football very well. And so that's going to be intriguing to see. Is this really going to be a strong run game that Colorado has not had in a long time?
I'm curious, Brian, and next time you talk to Damian Henderson, please, I'm sure you'll lead with this. When he was with CSU on the college football video game, I did win the Heisman with him. So I'm sure you'll lead with that at some point. Yeah,
I will for sure. I did ask him in the spring because he talked about moving here from Sac State and how he had to get some winter clothes, things like that. I said, well, don't you have any of your your warm clothes from Fort Collins? He goes, no, I don't have any of that stuff left. I'm like, oh, okay.
Got rid of it all. Hey, are those conversations juicy at all? Do you guys get into like what it was like in Fort Collins? Because I'd be curious.
I haven't yet. I mean, that was the one question I was able to ask him about being at CSU, and he sort of like dismissed it quickly. So,
well, I mean, to go, obviously to leave CSU and then transfer anywhere, whatever. Sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be bad. But then to transfer to CU, first thing in my brain is like, obviously, maybe he wanted to get back at his old squad. So he's with the Buffalo. This is a good opportunity, of course, too. But that was my first thought, Brian. But I'm a weird person sometimes.
Well, that's fine. We all are, right? But, you know, it would be, this is a tangent, but what would be intriguing is kind of putting together a list of the best players that played for both teams.
That would be good.
You got like a Marcus Houston, who was at CSU and then CSU, and you know there's a lot of players
that'd
that
be
played
fun.
for both teams. So there's a little project for you.
That would be okay. I might have to dig into that, Brian. That does actually sound intriguing to me, Brian. Always appreciate you, man. I do look forward to it. Hopefully we can do this kind of on a weekly basis again once the season starts. If you're down, my friend.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, well, I love it, man. And you know, I'm thinking of you always, and just appreciate you and what you've accomplished in your career. And I'm happy for you on this move, man. And, we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, man. Brian Howell, now with On Three, and I didn't want to. You know, it's been a couple of weeks, I guess, but a great writer and reporter, of course, Adam Musburger. was one of Brian's great friends, and he passed away a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't honestly know if Brian was going to stay in the Buffs realm, the sports realm. I wasn't quite sure because I thought about that, you know. And I've talked to Adam before, and he's a great guy, and everything you hear about. I remember going down to camp years ago with Brian and Adam. We all got in trouble because we went out onto the field to watch practice. I followed those guys because they knew what they were doing. And as we're watching practice, we're told, hey, get the heck out of here. I think that was under Mel Tucker. But I know Brian and Adam were close. And when you're on the same beat, you know, even if you're on different outlets or whatever, you're on the same beat, you get to know each other. And I didn't know with the Pat, because I talked to Brian, you know, I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. And I didn't want to bring it up on the air with Brian. I didn't want to put him in that spot, you know. But I when I saw that he was making a move, I didn't know what he was going to do. So I got to tell you, I'm really happy because I have a good relationship with Brian Howell. Really happy he's staying in the zone with the Buffs. Because yeah, he comes and helps clear things up for us, too. So Brian Howell, great guy. Faye says, where did he say they were staying? I couldn't hear him well. They're the campus, like they own, you know, that's under the CU umbrella is the UCCS or whatever it is. So they will be staying there. So there will be money for coaches and stuff where there's, but I don't know if it's going to be this crazy amount of money, but on the surface, it just looks bad. 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.